This island of Manhattan and this watery city of New York is being reminded of just how much of its history and existence comes from the powerful waters that flow around and through it. New Yorkers, for most of the history of this city, have not looked to the water as a thing of beauty or a river view a reason to up the rent of East Side and West Side apartments. Ferry boats have only recently made a return to this city. Manhattan as an island comes vividly into view during a storm like this. Philip Lopate is an American film critic, essayist, fiction writer, poet, a teacher, lifelong New Yorker. He's the author of a remarkable book that was a wonderful view of watery New York, Waterfront, A Walk Around Manhattan. A waterfront, Lopate says, once again changing.
Well, the book Waterfront really documents the fact that the edge of Manhattan has always been changing a lot, you know. But it's going to keep changing, obviously, with climate change, which the politicians can't mention, but I can. But yes, it's really evolving now in the last 25 years, because there used to be very little residential building at the edge of Manhattan.
And the transformation of Manhattan is to really come and embrace the watery reality of this city that's always been a harbor city. And it's at times like these that you really remember that New York is a water city, and storms
exactly.
like this remind us.
The reason for New York is largely because of the port, which was the enormous commercial engine driving this whole area. And, you know, because of the port, it was also like cordoned off from ordinary people, because there was business being done down there. It was a commercial area. People say, why don't New Yorkers realize that they're on the water? Well, you know, they were cordoned off from it to a large extent by shipping, by the utilities, by the factories that were built there. So it wasn't that easy to get to the water.
It also was associated with work. It was a tough world working in the water.
It was a gritty world, and it was a mucky world, you know, because the docks were pretty dirty, and if there was any rain, they were very mucky and muddy. So fashionable society never wanted to go to the river's edge. That's why it was left for the sailors and also for the poor, you might say.
And it's this amazing narrative that now there are these rich high-rises with these lovely views looking out on the water. You've got to figure that some of the old maritime spirits of New York are laughing a bit at some of those nice gentrified loft buildings.
Yes, you know, they're saying, well, you finally got your riverside view, you know, take that. But, you know, that really happened because the port left New York City, left Manhattan certainly to a large extent, and moved to New Jersey, and that came about because of containerization and the supertankers. It was no longer possible to run the port on the river's edge.
Based on the news, and, you know, there's much more to learn about all of this, but still, if you were to take your walk today, and I know that would be impossible, but just thinking hypothetically, what changes do you think you might see starting right down at the Battery?
Well, I would definitely bring swimming trunks, you know, and snorkels maybe, because it'd be very hard to navigate that part. Don't forget that that Battery Park City was built on landfill. So all of that was part of the changing profile of the island. But, you know, this is going to happen again and again. If New Yorkers tend to forget that they live on a water city, now they're going to start remembering it.
Do you think this change in Manhattan gets people more attuned to the environment for all of the concern about real estate prices along the water? People are more thoughtful about New York as a city in the midst of an ecosystem of a climate.
Yes, and I think that one of the reasons why there's been a drive to surround the waterfront with a green belt is because of that. You know, the idea of Hudson River Park and the East River Parks, you know, are partly to do something that's more ecologically sensible and will not tax our sewer system quite as much as high-rise buildings.
And do you have power where you are?
I have power. I live in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn, and actually we're relatively untouched by the storm, but perhaps in a few decades, mine will be waterfront property as well.
A watery future for the people of Manhattan and Brooklyn. Philip Lopate, American film critic, essayist, writer, poet, teacher, lifelong New Yorker. He's the author of the terrific book that I'm thinking of today, Philip, Waterfront, A Walk Around Manhattan. Thanks so much.
Okay, stay dry.
So it's a watery community all throughout the tri-state area here in New York. You can find levees and docks and waterfronts and waterfront factories and waterfront history throughout New Jersey, all along the Passaic River. And Nicoletta was on a lower floor surviving the storm, watching the storm last night in Cliffside Park, New Jersey.
Yesterday we saw the water coming up off the river into Edgewater, and we are up high, but our second floor took a big hit. Our windows tilted inward. It hasn't fallen and shattered, but it's open. We don't have power. We're among the 1.9 million, I guess.
And last night, we got a call from our neighbor Lenore on the Upper East Side.
Right across on the fifth floor, there is a brownstone. The brownstone has a garden on top. It has two trellises that are waving. I went into the house and spoke to the people. They came out and they put a couple little pieces of string on the trellis. It's sure to fly off.
It's probably blowing in the wind even at this hour. We're going to give you an update on the records that have been broken here in New York and New Jersey from this storm. Sandy, which has taken aim on the East Coast and has now moved inland and is still causing weather events as far west as the Great Lakes. We've got record flooding, which has produced the worst damage in the 108-year history of the New York City subway system. Stock Exchange still closed for 2 days, hasn't happened since 1888. There's no idea when the subway will return. There's no idea when power will be restored to lower Manhattan. We've got 128,000 customers in West Virginia without power. And in West Virginia, the weather effects from Hurricane Sandy are blizzard warnings. More than a foot of snow has already fallen in low elevation areas there, more than 2 feet in mountain areas. There are winter-like effects from hurricane, superstorm, whatever you want to call it, Sandy, throughout upstate New York and the Syracuse region and the Adirondack Mountains. Later this hour, we'll have an update on power outages across the region. Stay with The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.